Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Here, let's get it, New York City. It's a Friday night, a football Friday. You might be on your way home from Citi Field. The Mets win. Maybe you're on your way home from Camden Yards. I don't know. I mean, by now you should be out of Maryland. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to talk sports. 888-808-1019. Yup, you guessed it. We're going to talk about the Mets again. Yup, and right after that, we're going to talk about the Yankees too. The Jets, the Giants, everything else in between. We'll talk about Major League Baseball, the NFL, and you'll call up and you'll give your thoughts and your questions and your takes and your theories, and we will pass this time. You got me till 2 a.m. Let's get right into it. To the victor go the spoils. LGM. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. There they go. The make it happen Mets. See, they put us through all of that last week. And here they are. They just won 4 out of 5. They get it done. They scored 12 runs on a beautiful night in Flushing. Mets pop up. Home run, Apple night. The Rizzler is in the building. Nobody beats the Riz. You know, before the game, they're saying, due to the large expected crowd, you know, make sure you get there early. Good crowd out there. 39,000, almost 40,000. Expecting more tomorrow for Nolan McClain starting. You feel good about that. You feel good about taking back-to-back series. Coming off of taking the series from the Padres with Jonah Tong, you were wondering what you would get out of young Brandon Sproat. And you didn't get too much, but you're getting enough out of these young guys. Enough to win games. And Mendoza seems to be managing with some urgency here. You know, the Mets go out there and use, what, 7 pitchers tonight? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 6-7. Brandon Sproat. Appreciate you. 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, not all on you. You know, there's this baseball savant named David Stearns who added a bunch of guys to his Mets team that have just been brilliant, like Jose Siri. He's had a down year. Jose Siri has had a down year. 888-808-1019. I don't even know why he got so much run tonight, but whatever. It's a night where the Mets put up double-digit hits and double-digit runs. How many nights did you hear me talk about the Make It Happen Mets and how when they impose their will, they have double digits in the R column and the H column, and that usually leads to a win. Tonight they win 12-6. And you look at this lineup. Oh, the Fab Four. The Fab Four get it done. Lindor with 3 hits, a ribby, a walk. The generational Juan Soto. I'll get my Juan Soto stuff off in a couple minutes. We'll wait for him. Pete Alonso, keep it going. I bet on Pete Alonso to homer because I thought maybe, you know, Paid Pete could do it 5 days in a row. He did not, but he did get it started for the Mets early. And lower in the lineup, Brandon Nimmo, even Starling Marte, 7-game hit streak. Like, everybody getting some. You're looking at this Mets team now, and you're thinking about the wild card. You're thinking about the postseason. And like I said, they bring you through an 8-game losing streak just to make you sweat. But on a night like tonight, you know, it feels good to be out there, I bet. I wasn't out there, but I watched, I listened, I watched Twitter. It seemed like a good night to be at Citi Field watching the Mets kind of rebound. And I talked about how, you know, baseball will correct itself. It'll balance itself out. If you have a week where you lose every single game, it's not going to happen back-to-back weeks. There's too much talent on the team. They're going to figure it out. They're going to find a way. And, you know, even I give credit to Mendoza. Mendoza, he let Sproat go 71 pitches, 42 of those strikes. But Brazoban only got one out. And when Brazoban gave up that homer to C.J. Abrams, it's like, you're done. Yep, go get him. You know, that we can't let that happen, right? We can't let, you know, the Mets go out there and have a six-run inning, and then we go to you in the bullpen and you give it up right away. You're going to face the minimum, and we'll keep it pushing. We'll use, you know, five other guys out of the pen, and they'll get it done. Brooks Raley, Ryan Stanek, and you know things are going good when you get a perfect inning from Ryan Helsley, Tyler Rogers, and then Chris Devinsky. You don't need to sound the trumpets. You save Edwin Diaz, or you used Edwin Diaz the day before. You don't need to use him tonight. I just think it's a good night. I think there's a lot of good things, a lot of positive things. These are the Washington Nationals. They're the definition of bums. They're a last-place team with 92 losses. They're a team that, you know, they just don't even play defense. Like, they just don't know how to play defense at this point. They're giving you the game. You can't lose that game. And there obviously was a point in the game where, you know, that four-run inning comes and the Mets are down, but they're able to come back bottom of the third and able to come back in that fourth. And, I mean, James Wood overruns the ball. Lindor hits that one to take the lead. But, yes, now it's time to get to the generational Juan Soto. Oh, I thought Juan Soto was going to have a down year. You can't have a down year in April. You can't have a down year in May. He turned it on in June. He was player of the month. He missed the All-Star team. That's forever. That's in the books. But Juan Soto's having the best year of his career in a lot of different ways. Juan Soto just actually hit his career high this year with 42 home runs. He stole a base tonight where I think now, what's he got, 36, something like that? Like he's, or 34, I got to check his stolen bases, but he's looking like 34 stolen bases. He's six away from having a 40-40 season. And I've said this the entire year, you got to get him to the postseason. You don't get a 26-year-old Juan Soto in his prime, pay him all that money for the regular season. You pay him for what he can do in October, because that's a guy with a slow heartbeat. That's a guy that when everybody else is squeezing the bat too tight, it's a regular day for him. It's a regular at-bat for him. That's a guy that no pitcher wants to face with runners on. That's a guy that no pitcher wants to face with the game on the line. And you're this close to punching in a ticket. You're this close to getting there. Juan Soto has had a great year. Juan Soto has really come along here as far as, I think, his evolution in New York, going from the Yankees to the Mets. Of course, there were people that thought, hey, he's not hitting in front of Aaron Judge. He's not going to have the same kind of year. He's not going to have the power numbers that he had in Yankee Stadium. I don't know how many times I told people he wasn't a short porch merchant. It wasn't like hitting in Yankee Stadium, you know, to right field is why he had the most homers. He hit in front of Judge, and he had a prove it year. He had a contract year. And now in his first year proving it with the Mets, he hits more home runs than he ever has. And he's not done. Who's to say like he could get to 45? Who's to say he can't get to 45 homers and 40 stolen bases? That's a return on investment. That's the return on investment you were looking for. And in this game where he blows the game open, I'm watching the game and they show somebody in the crowd with the pop-up home run apple. And I'm literally thinking to myself, there hasn't been a home run yet. What a perfect time for a Juan Soto moment. All season, we've been talking about Juan Soto missing his moments. All season, we've been talking about when is Juan Soto going to have that moment. I had joked that Juan Soto's Mets moment is hitting the home run off Gavin Williams to end the no-hitter. But tonight, that home run that he hit to dead center almost dropped it into the apple. That was a big moment because that one blows the game open. right? That's a three-run bomb, not a Juan Solo shot. Juan Solo has evolved here. You picking up what I'm putting down? It's changed. The narrative has changed. That's a three-run bomb to deep center, almost drops it in the bucket where the home run apple is, and that's the one that you'll remember that was his career high, that put him over what he did as a Yankee. And from what people were saying online, Citi Field was rocking. They said Citi Field was absolutely shaking. So clearly, you know, the Met fans and the Met faithful were excited to see their guy, who's going to be here for the next 14 years after this, really come along here at the end of the year, continuing to add on and tack on and pile on his stats to make sure that no one can say he didn't have a good year. No one can say he had a down year. He had a Juan Soto year. He proved it again. 888-808-1019. Let me see. Do we have enough time to play Juan Soto's? Do we have enough time before we break here to play Juan Soto post game? So here's what Juan Soto had to say on SNY, looking up into the stands after the win.
Juan Soto, home run number 42 on the season tonight. New career high. The third consecutive season that you've set a new career high in home runs. You've always been an amazing hitter, but what has been behind the type of power surge that we've been seeing over the last few years?
I feel like every year I come here, I just feel hungry. I'm hungry every time. Hungry to do more for my team, for my teammates, for the city. I mean, it's always great to perform in front of so many great fans.
So you mentioned the fans. You had a really nice moment with them after hitting that home run when you went out to right field. They were giving you a standing ovation. You gave them a wave. What has the connection between this fan base and you meant over the last couple of months?
It's been great. It's been great. They've been here day in, day out. I mean, they've been showing up every day. So more than proud of this fan base, and let's keep it rolling.
All right, the other day you said, the time is now. We got to go. We got to go. Not tomorrow, today. It's now four wins in your last five games. What type of urgency have you guys been playing with here as of late?
Like I say, we got to start today. We got to start now. And today we show up. It looks like Disney with all these fireworks and everything. I mean, it looks amazing today. So one at a time.
All right, Juan Soto, congratulations on another career milestone and the continuation of a fantastic season. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
From getting booed multiple times to being heckled in right field by his own fan base to now getting the love, the adulation, and having the moment that he had tonight, Juan Soto, who will be one of the best Mets of all time, Juan Soto, who chose the Mets, getting it done, Juan Soto, who told you last week when they were losing, keep hoping, keep believing in us, we're going to turn it around. The Mets look like they've turned it around here, winning four out of their last five, having the opportunity to take the series with Nolan McLean on the mound tomorrow against the Nationals, potentially sweep the Nationals, and then go to the north side of Chicago, where, don't look now, but like Chicago, they've got a lot of wins, but they're not looking almighty. The Chicago Cubs against the Cincinnati Reds, who trail the Mets in the wild card hunt, they've had some trouble here. They were almost no hit last night. They lost that game 1-0. And then tonight they lost 7-4. Now, I know that might not be great if you're thinking that the Reds can catch the Mets. I don't think that they will. But what I'm getting at is foreshadowing you going into Wrigleyville and not losing that series to the Cubs. And I feel like once you go into Chicago and win a couple games, the math is going to math. You'll be good no matter what happens in Miami. So we're getting there. We are getting to the point where we're going to see who is who and what is what, where the Mets will be matched up. We'll take this break right here. When we come back, I'll talk about the Yankees and where they're heading. I know I had some people that were in the comments today talking about, oh, the division is still in play. And I'm like, I'm not playing that game. the division, they had a 7.5 game in the division. Like, the division is most likely going to be out of reach. And it's unfortunate because the Blue Jays got absolutely smoked tonight. 20 runs put up on former Met Max Scherzer. And the Yankees missed a golden opportunity to potentially gain ground and actually make it, a race to the finish here. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. We're talking Mets. We're talking Yankees. And then once we get into the 12 o'clock hour, you know, and it's Saturday, Football Friday will be over, I do have to talk about the Giants, the Jets, and NFL Week 3, but can't wait to talk to you. Let's have a good Friday night. Taking your calls, rock until 2 a.m. KM to AM returns right after this. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the phones before I do start really talking about the Yankees. Nothing good to report. Moose in Jamaica, my guy, always on the fan. What's up, Moose?
You're Keith, what it do?
Here, what up?
Know what it is, chilling, enjoying my Friday evening, low profile, still broke. Anyway, how are you?
Same.
Don't worry, I dropped two of my midweek classes and I'm starting a full-time job. I can't be broke no more. I need to pay for cable and stuff. I got to watch sports. It's too damn lit. But anyway, talk about the Mets. They're doing exactly what they need to. And they got to keep this intensity, like you said, impose the will, put the pressure, absolutely, I don't know, leave no doubt when they play bottom feeder in their division.
Yeah.
You know, finish your breakfast with it.
Yeah, don't play
and
with your
so
food.
It's good for the Mets. Yes, don't play with your food.
They lost that last series to the Nationals. Absolutely cannot lose this one.
And you gotta take all three. I mean, you'd settle for two out of three, but even that seems like an L in some way, shape, or form, especially if your competition for the wild card third spot wins that one game you lose against the Nationals. But let's not talk that into existence. Let's talk the Mets sweeping. But as for the Yankees, this was the game to lose. When I found out that Trevor Rogers was pitching, I thought he was going to pitch Sunday. Not that I heard some news about him catching an injury, but I knew he was in the rotation to see us. I didn't look at the probables. I just guessed based off what was the previous time we came around them or I saw one of their games. So I guess this is the one to lose, and everything else should line up to us taking the series. It just sucks that Toronto's losing and you know, Red Sox are winning or have won. I don't know if the game's over, but yeah, that's all I have to say. Thanks for taking my call, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Moose. There isn't one to lose. This is the soft spot of the schedule, right? This is the trap spot of the schedule, as I called it. On Twitter, when they came out of the gauntlet that I called the final exam, I'm like, okay, they passed the final exam, but I needed 8 wins. And yeah, you guys know the deal. They're not winning the division. As the Blue Jays have lost 3 in a row, you would have liked to see the Yankees win tonight. Like, this isn't the one to lose. You would like to see them win tonight to be 2 back, which is really 3 back because the Blue Jays own the tiebreaker. And, you know, WFAM put a post out today. And shout out to Digital for clipping the boy and putting me out there. And nerds make fun of my headband. I love it. They don't know what to say. They say I live at home with my parents. They say I'm balding. I'm definitely not. I have the most hair out of anybody you listen to on WFAM. But this is the internet. It's a fake world. But then something that I got into a back and forth with a little bit on the internet was about the division. And someone saying my math was off. And the division is not lost. Okay. Well, we can play the game, right? Because Chris Kirshner did the math. When I say the division is lost, what I mean is, like, it would take a perfect storm for this, you know, Yankee team to win the division. And the percentage chance of that is probably less than 20%. So that's the math. I'm not talking about the game. So Chris Kirshner came out today and he said, with 9 games remaining, you know, here's how the Yankees have to go and the Blue Jays have to go for the American League East to fall in favor of the Yankees. Let's say the Yankees go 9-0. That's already off the table. The Blue Jays would have to go 6-3. Well, since they lost, let's say the Yankees go 8-1 the rest of the way. The Blue Jays would have to go 5-4. That's out there, potentially. It's not going to happen. The Yankees go 7-2, the Blue Jays have to go 4-5. The Yankees go 6-3, the Blue Jays have to go 3-6. The Yankees go 5-4, the Blue Jays would have to go 2-7. Like, it's not even worth, like, the Yankees go 4-5, the Blue Jays would have to go 1-8. They're not gonna shrivel. They have too many good players. Tonight was a bad night for Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer got 2 outs in the game. He gave up 7 hits, 7 runs. That's the game right there. But like I said last night, and it was clipped, I love you Yankee fans that are always glass half full, optimistic. I love you Yankee fans that it is not hope week. It is hope year, decade, century with the Yankees. You are always just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when it comes to your New York Yankees, and you think that they're winning the World Series every year. They're going to win it, and good. Until they're mathematically out of it, good, you keep the faith. But I'm not on that. I'm already preparing myself for the first ever wild card series in the Bronx, and I think that's fine. I don't think it's okay. I can accept it. Like I said, they had a 7.5 game lead, but play stupid games, win stupid prizes. They played guys out of position. This year we got starts from Carlos Carrasco and Marcus Stroman. Devin Williams was forced upon us, and he blew 9 games. If Devin Williams doesn't blow a third of those games, that's the 3 games you're back from the Blue Jays right now, if you want to do math. 888-808-1019. So let's talk about the Yankees tonight, because I'm not even mad. I kind of expected it, because you know the narrative. The Yankees can't hit good pitching. The Yankees can beat up on these sorry-ass pitchers, but when they face a good pitcher, they can't. Okay. Or when they face a guy for the first time in Trevor Rogers. Trevor Rogers was no-hitting them until the 6th inning. I was barely watching that game. I was watching college football stuff. I'm trying to get more into college football this year. I feel like Saturdays are always compromised for me, and I can't lock into Saturday college football watching. It happens. For you young boys, man, enjoy it before you have a wife and a kid and all that, where like Saturday you could wake up a little hungover, Big Noon comes on, you can start, you know, watching the college games, crack a couple beers. If you want to slide out to the bar, go get some wings, watch it. I'm not allowed to do that anymore. Anyway, let me get back on track. So this Yankee game, you know, they're getting shut down. You know, Judge strikes out early, and I'm like, Judge is striking out again too much. I've been campaigning for him to be the all-star all week. I need that average to stay up. I need him to do some more things. But even before that, right, the lineup comes out, and, you know, there are guys in the lineup like Austin Slater. And I'm getting texts. Shout out to my guy Matt with the stats, who's just like, Austin Slater? Like, why is he playing? I'm like, hey, they traded for him. He got hurt. He's back. Like, I kind of forgot about him completely. I forgot about him until Carlos Rodon had that, like, gala or that charity event, and they posted the team picture, and he's in the picture. And I think it was black tie, but he was wearing almost like a gray suit with, like, a blue tie. And I'm like, who the hell is that? I'm like, I know all of these Yankees outside of their uniforms. Oh, that's Austin Slater. Anyway, you know, Amed Rosario gets to play back-to-back days. Now, like, it gets to a point where you get a little bit cute. It gets to a point where, like, okay, Amed Rosario deserves some playing time. I, you know, talked about that the last couple nights with Amed Rosario. Unk. I call him Uncle Amed. He's got Unk vibes. I know he's younger than me, but he gives off Unk vibes with the bald head and the beard, the celebratory vibes, picking the team up. He goes 0 for 4 tonight. And if you were paying attention to him in the field, wasn't that great either. Tried to barehand a ball, couldn't make the play. I got to go back to my notes. I think that there was a throw that came in from Austin Slater in the outfield where he's the cutoff man. He misses the relay. The ball goes under his glove, where I'm like, those are the little things in the game that are going to get you. But, you know, the Yankees, they did battle back some. I can take the positive out of Austin Slater. Once we got to the bullpen, Austin Slater does single, and then Jazz drives him in. Congratulations to Jazz Chisholm, going 30 for 30. The last Yankee to have 30 homers, 30 stolen bases was Alfonso Soriano in 2003. Where were you in 2003? 888-808-1019. I think, a sophomore in high school. And I think Jazz might be only the 4th Yankee player to do that. And there was an article that came out earlier today with Jazz and kind of getting the scoop on Jazz. Chris Kirschner wrote that as well. And, you know, he's been following him all year. I guess earlier in the year, even though Jazz missed a month, even though Jazz came back and didn't run full speed, even though Jazz had to play third base again, which is not the position he was preparing for and not his true position, he said he was going to have career numbers. This guy loves being a Yankee. He wants to stay here. And he said, if you've ever played here, you would never want to leave Juan Soto. I'm sorry, I had to do that. It was right there for the taking. Because also, the only players in baseball this season with 30 homers and 30 stolen bases are Juan Soto and Jazz Chisholm. And it's just funny, Jazz had the quote that if you played here, you would never want to leave. And if you watch Jazz, Jazz has a little bit of Soto shuffle in his left-handed swing and his left-handed batting stance. I've seen him take some balls and do a little, like Soto doesn't even shuffle anymore. What happened? Jazz will do a little, take a little step and get a little lean and like Soto used to do. But anyway, yeah, that was only positive for me. I knew they wouldn't have a rally in their bones. Last night, I also had mentioned Tim Hill, and a couple days ago, I mentioned Tim Hill as we were talking about the Yankees bullpen and kind of like the pecking order or circle of trust or who do you trust most. And Tim Hill was low, and I tried to raise him, and I'm like, Tim Hill got it done for us in the postseason last year. Tim Hill has been effective, but they've gone away from Tim Hill, and I guess they know something that we don't know. You know, and he hasn't been as effective this year, but when he came into the game. And I'm going to go backwards because this was the game right here. Tim Hill, they flashed a stat. 13.5 pitches per inning, fewest in the AL, a 3.09 ERA, 64 innings pitched, 16 walks every 35 strikeouts, his walk-to-strikeout rate, opponent average 230 in 66 games. Now, this is where you get cute again. I don't know what the bullpen budget. I didn't take a picture of the bullpen budget today. But after young Will Warren gives up his four hits, his three runs, where that's still a game that you should be in. You're the New York Yankees, as I was calling the other Maryland team bums and talking about, you know, their 92 losses. The Orioles have 81 losses. Like, you should still be able to battle in that game. But you get cute here with your lanes and your scripts. And after Fernando Cruz comes in, and Fernando Cruz does what he has to do, you go to Tim Hill, and Tim Hill is a victim of two-out damage. You know, in that sixth inning, they make the pitching change, and Tim Hill, where are we at? No, in the sixth inning, Fernando Cruz comes in to replace Will Warren. And then when they make the pitching change to Tim Hill, in the bottom of the seventh, after one out that Cruz got, where Cruz threw nothing but strikes to Kobe Mayo, you go to Tim Hill. He gets Jackson Holliday, but then Jordan Westberg singles. And then what happens? Gunnar Henderson doubles, and that's the play where I said, you know, if you watch that play over, you know, that ball goes into left field. Austin Slater gets to it, throws it in. Amed Rosario's not able to, whatever. But yeah, there's definitely an argument to be made that you could have continued to push Fernando Cruz. But I would guess that the bullpen budget, if I go back the last couple days and his usage, you know, they didn't want to keep going with him. They didn't want him to throw any more pitches than the 15 that he threw tonight. And I would guess that it was a Tim Hill throw day. I can't remember the last time Tim Hill pitched. I would guess that that was a lane for Tim Hill in that part of the order. And they got. That's baseball, Susan. It is what it is. You know, that's baseball, Susan, but that's not Susan's brand of baseball. Susan would have definitely got those outs. 888-808-1019. Let's take a call. Trevor, out on Long Island. You're on the Fan.
Oh, Key. First, long-time listener, first time calling in. I just want to say, how do you feel that Juan Soto had more home runs this first year as a Met than he had as a Yankee last year?
It doesn't affect me much. You know, that was a great year for Juan Soto. I watched a lot of them live. I watched him get to the World Series. I would have liked him to have more home runs in the World Series, but it doesn't affect me that he has more as a Met. I'm happy for the Mets because the Mets paid him. Like, if you're paying a guy that much, he should have his best season. This is the most money he's ever made. He's supposed to carry the team. He's starting to carry some. So it has no effect on me. The Yankees are going to have eight players, as I just mentioned, Jazz with 30 homers. The Yankees are going to have eight players with 20 homers. Volpe was close tonight. You got anything else, Trevor, before I start, you know, going off on my tangent?
You're good, Keith. I appreciate you taking my call. I appreciate
it. Yeah, you got it. Thanks for the call. You know, Volpe had, two fly balls hit, one to the warning track, one deep. Where I'm like, Volpe is close to having 20 bombs. Ben Rice, Stanton, Belly's going to have 30. Trent Grisham is a few over 30. Obviously, you know where Judge is. Like, these are the Bronx Bombers. They lead Major League Baseball in home runs. So am I missing the home runs that came from Juan Soto? I'm not. Is there ever a time that I'm watching the Mets play saying, damn, the one that got away? No. As we've gotten to this far in the year after, it's worn off. Like, I've forgotten a lot of those things from last year. I'm over it. It's like, I know it probably would feel good. So I'll play the game. Yeah. Mets fans, I can't believe Juan Soto actually did it. 42 homers? I hope he doesn't get 45. I won't be able to sleep tonight. I can't wait to go to sleep tonight. It's Friday night. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back. The Toronto Blue Jays losing 3 in a row. The Seattle Mariners went out there and they balled tonight. And they've been playing really well as a team. Not just that one guy that they're trying to prop up as the MVP. They have a good team. And I got to get that in. The Mariners are in sole possession of first place. Congrats. And they have a big series this weekend against the Houston Astros. They're battling for first. And I mean, we've seen this before. When the Rangers won the World Series that year, you know, the Astros came and walked them down late in the year and took the division. And they handle business. Eugenio Suarez smacked one. Who is this calling me, bro? Oh, wow. That's hilarious. and I can't even answer right now. I'm going to answer during the break. But a famous running back, not Tiki Barber, is calling my phone right now. I forgot that I gave my number. Another clue. Famous running back from a West Coast school. So maybe the time difference, maybe it's 8:30 his time. I'm going to call him during a break. We might be able to get him on. We're gonna work on that. Maybe somebody hit him like, yo, he's on the air right now. See if you can get on with him. That just threw me off. I completely forgot about that. During the week, I do so much as far as like my own business, like emails, LinkedIn, DMs, influencer marketing. I'm my own manager, agent, all that. Yeah, buddy just hit me. I'm like, yo, I'm going to call you back during the break. I'm on right now. Anyway, I'm trying to get to somewhere. Okay, so the Mariners. Yeah, the Mariners won 4-0. Shut out the Astros. I said Eugenio Suarez hit a 500-foot bomb. Well, guess who is in T-Mobile Ballpark out in Seattle right now? The Savannah Bananas. Yeah, the Savannah Bananas go all the way across the country from Yankee Stadium last weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
To the home of the Mariners, the Pacific Northwest. If you've ever been out there, you know. If you've never been out there, book that trip. I loved it out there. I was like, wow, what took me so long to come visit, especially in the summer? It is super nice. But what else is going on? I just saw Harrison Bader homered. So let's take a look at the scores and see what's going on there with the Diamondbacks and the Phillies. Obviously, for the Mets and the Mets fan purposes, right? You're not catching the Phillies in the division. The Phillies now have the lead over the Diamondbacks 3-2. So you're rooting for the Phillies to knock the Diamondbacks down some. Because as it currently stands, the Diamondbacks are 2.5 games behind the Mets in the wild card. That's why I said, look at this. Look at how it's all shaking out. You know, look at this. Look at look at how it's all kind of turned around. A difference a week makes. Last week, you're coming off being swept by the Phillies and a horrible Friday night game against the Rangers. And fast forward to this Friday, it's a way different feeling winning 4 out of 5. Juan Soto, you know, and that return on the investment cashing in. And the Mets kind of taking a hold of this thing saying, no, we're not going to drop out. It's not going to be the worst collapse in, you know, baseball history, the worst team money can buy. We're all right. So 888-808-1019, as we continue to take your calls, we will do a big shot of the night. And, yeah, maybe I'll get this popular running back on the air because he is hosting a tailgate that you may be interested in. And I would love to just rap with him on the fan, and why not try and bring him in? So let's take this call, and I'll see if I could set that up. Luke is in Greenwich on the fan next. What's up, Luke? Luke just dropped. Going once, going twice. Luke is gone. And I'm going to see if we can get this guy on in like 10, 15 minutes. But I don't want to spoil it. I got to keep running here with my conversation. So back to the Yankees here. You know, I was reading an article earlier today, or, you know, a little blurb earlier today about Trent Grisham. And I think as I was going through my, you know, guys that homered over 20 times, 30 times, basically talking about, like, the Yankees replacing Juan Soto's production. Like, there was so much of a conversation. I left Ben Rice out of that. Sorry, Ben Rice. But there was so much of a conversation about how will the Yankees, you know, go into the aggregate and replace Juan Soto. What? Like, how will the Yankees figure it out? With Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt, that's not enough. Okay. Well, with Ben Rice, it's certainly enough. With Jazz Chisholm having the best year of his career, it's enough. If Volpe and Wells end up being 20 homer guys, Volpe's one away. And Austin Wells, you know, I was talking about this the other night. Austin Wells, he is a 20-homer guy. He should be a 25-homer guy. He has 3 home runs that hit the top of the rim and bounce back. One against the San Francisco Giants at home. One that just happened in Minnesota, and one that happened in Houston that I could recall. So, like, the power is there. We're not, you know, there shouldn't be any Yankee fans that are like, wow, Juan Soto hit 42 home runs. We sure missed that power bat in the lineup. Good for the Mets. They paid him that much money. That's what he's supposed to be doing. And I'm telling you, if you get him into the postseason, he can do it there. Like I said, I wish he homered more for the Yankees. I wish he was able to power the Yankees through some of those World Series games. He was not. You know, New York, we need a good postseason here. Because as we do get on the other side of 12 and I start talking football, I just have the same feeling everyone else has had. That, like, this is the week. If the Jets or Giants lose another game this week and go 0-3, we're right back where it seems we always are. Another wasted year. That football hype will get you. Didn't I tell you that? That football hype will get you. Realizing that they're not making the playoffs, they're not going anywhere. It's tough. It's tough. Like, this is a big week. And when you look at the NFL this week, there aren't too many upsets that you think are just like right there. There's the one you call. There are a lot of backup quarterbacks playing. But honestly, if you had to pick 2 upsets this week, they're the Jets going down to Tampa Bay and beating the Bucs, and the Giants catching a limping Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce Chiefs team that hasn't won a game since the AFC Championship. Like, those are actual upsets that could happen. I just don't believe they'll happen. I always go to teams that have done enough winning. The Bucs are in the playoffs back-to-back years. They early in this season have found ways to win tight games, close games late. Like, that plays. The Jets are searching. Like, Tyrod Taylor has to lead them to victory. And, like, I don't know what to expect from Tyrod. He didn't have a camp. Like, and I know he's a veteran, but, like, we're gonna overhype Tyrod. Like, what is Tyrod really? Like, if Tyrod was really like that, wouldn't Aaron Glenn and this new regime have come in and said, we don't have to pay Justin Fields. We have a quarterback right here. Like, I don't know. And then with the Giants, yeah, they put up a lot of points in Dallas. But I'm telling you, that Dallas defense is trash. They traded away their best player on defense. And if you don't think that affected all of those players on defense, it did. And they didn't have Deron Bland either. But, like, if you see Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson go out there and put up 30 points on the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to be confirmed that, like, yeah, like, that's nothing to really be hanging your hat on. Like, yeah, we scored 37 points against the Dallas Cowboys and we lost. We're going to talk all through it. I think if the Giants get out to a lead again, and hopefully they learn from last week, they get out to a lead and get some stops, then it should be a good game. I also don't like that spread for the Chiefs being 6-point favorites. But yeah, we need it in New York, man, because there's a real chance that in less than 2 weeks we're in a wild card round where the wild card can go any kind of way. It's based on pitching. I expect Max Fried to have it, Carlos Rodon to have it, and then whoever's the third pitcher, if we get there, I expect the Mets to figure out their pitching, but I can't say that for sure, especially leaning on some kids and some veterans that have been shaky. So what I'm getting at is, like, we're in a spot where, like, real soon we're going to be talking about the New York Knicks training camp. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to be talking about the Knicks preseason. We're going to be talking about hockey. Because if the football is done and the baseball teams are eliminated, like, that turns October into just, like, not as cool as it could be. Not as grand as it was last year. Not as good as it could be. 888-808-1019. Even the New York Liberty, I just was seeing on SNY, they were playing an elimination game tonight. And they got bounced. I'm like, damn, the Liberty defending champs. The last team to bring a chip back to the city. The Liberty couldn't follow up and get it done. They lost to the Phoenix Mercury tonight. That's tough. We got to find a way. I got to tap in on the MLS front. I got to tap in on the MLS standings. I said I was going to do it this year, too. I really did say I said I was going to, you know, watch these games. But then I realized, like, they're not so easy to find. They're not so readily available. But I do fancy myself a New York Red Bulls fan, and they're not winning anything this year. But if you are a New York Red Bulls fan, I think next Saturday, yeah, the 27th, I don't know if I'll be the guy sending the Bulls, but I'll be a guest of the New York Red Bulls. I'll be on the field. So looking forward to that, like seeing that game. And, you know, the Red Bulls, shout out to them. They reached out to me in the beginning of the season to do a voiceover for their, you know, kickoff promo and do like a little hype up commercial. So I did that with the Red Bulls and they got me in there. And I'm looking forward to the game. This will be my first ever MLS soccer game over there in Harrison, New Jersey at Sports Illustrated Stadium. I've already been in contact with the Devils. I think I may pop up over there at Prudential Center pretty soon. Like, this, it's the most wonderful time. I love this time of year. If you're like me and you're only into sports, I'm really only into like sports and hip hop. So hip hop is all year round. Right now, Dame Dash is beefing with Cameron. Cardi B just dropped. I have not listened to a millisecond of Cardi B's album. I may never. But in the sports world, NFL Week 3, the Major League Baseball season rounding out, where we're trying to figure out who is who and what is what, and it's changing. Like, not for nothing right now. If you look at that AL Central, the Tigers have lost 4 games in a row. The Cleveland Guardians are 2.5 back after sweeping them, and I believe the Tigers lost tonight. I think they lost to the Braves tonight. So they're free-falling a little bit here, but, you know, the way the postseason format is set up, like, they're going to win their division and they're going to be Gucci. Or the Guardians win their division and then maybe they drop into a wild. We don't know. It's going to come down to the wire here. It makes it fun. Makes it interesting. Makes you have to, you know, kind of watch. I was watching MLB Strike Zone and Big Inning. It's like Red Zone for baseball, where you can kind of get a window and a peek into all the other teams and see who is who and what is what. across the league. It's like this Yankee game wasn't doing it for me tonight. But it is what it is. Like at this point, I didn't think they were going to sweep the Baltimore Orioles. And they only scored two runs against them. And what does it come off of? It's like the narratives, they always come back around. If they don't homer, they can't score. Right? So they scored off the Jazz Chisholm two-run shot. They can hit good pitching. They can't hit pitchers that they face for the first time. Those kind of things pop back up on the Yankees. It is what it is. But good night for the Mets. No Rico tonight? I should be getting hella Mets calls. No Rico Bronya tonight? Let me see. Is there a Rico Bronya podcast tonight? Because if there's not, I should have the whole seven line calling me up. I should have all of the Mets faithful calling me up to talk about the generational Juan Soto. You know what? We'll do a big shot of the night when we come back, and then I may have a special guest joining me before we get to 12. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. We'll be right back. If you remember those days watching USC football, I told you there was a running back from the West Coast calling us up. It's Lendell White on the Fan. Lendell, are you there?
Yes, sir. What's going on, brother?
A GOAT calling in. What's up, man? First off, how are you tonight, and what you got going on?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I actually just landed in New York, got to the hotel. My team at Steady Picks, we flew out here. I got a tour with the Steady Smash tour that I'm doing, and I've been showing up to like just random tailgates, crashing them, and just having fun with the fans, man. So that's really why I'm here.
Yeah, so the Giants will host Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs will be in town. There'll be some Patrick Mahomes fans out there, and then all of these Jackson Dart jerseys and people excited to see the Giants home opener. So where will you be out there for people to come find you?
I got a guy, his name is License Plate Joe. So wherever his tailgate is, I'm not 100% sure, so I can't tell you exactly where, but I'll be walking around with a super fan. His name is License Plate Joe. So I'm just going to be in and out of all the tailgates. Where anything around there, it's not just a specific one. I'm just going to be walking and engaging with the fans and trying to have a good time.
Awesome. Yeah. So tell us more about Steady Picks, Steady Smash, and where else have you gone? What other tailgates have you done?
Okay, well, yeah, Steady Picks is like a picking site for like most of the betting platforms. So we pick our games. Like, I'm going to take the Chiefs. I know people might be mad out there, PO'd at me, but I'm going to take the Chiefs. So like, what we do is we'll take a slate of games for Sunday, and we usually call out who we going to win, over unders and stuff like that. But Steady Picks now has me on the ground with the Steady Smash Tour, and we went to Philly for the home opener in the NFL, but we also was in Miami, Notre Dame for the first major college football game, and there was a ball down there. I ran into Andre Johnson, DJ Williams, who was it? Edgerrin James, Plexico Burress. It was crazy the amount of people that we ran into. And then, out here in New York, you never know who you're going to run into. So, I mean, that's just the theme of it. We're just trying to run around these tailgates, and you never know who you're going to run into and have fun with. So that's what it's about.
Now, have you got a chance to watch the Giants' first two games, seen any of the highlights? What do you think about the New York Giants football team?
I'm a huge Malik Nabers fan. I mean, ever since LSU, like I've been watching him. He's dope as heck. I'm a Russell Wilson fan. I know people you try to give him credit, but I mean, every time that he's put in a situation, he just finds a way to ball. And then, man, I had my brothers back in the day used to play for the Giants. Steve Smith, he won a Super Bowl, and Terrell Thomas. They both were USC Trojans, man. So, like, yeah, I got nothing but love for the football Giants.
Lendell, you're the man. Tell people where they can follow you, follow Steady Smash, where they can find out more information. I just actually text License Plate Guy. I'm familiar with Joe. I just texted him to get all the info myself. But let the people know so that they can be aware Sunday going to East Rutherford to try and find you.
Well, yeah, if you could check it out on Instagram, we are at Steady Smash, and that's exactly how it sounds and spelled. It's at Steady Smash on that, and you can check out the main page, which is at Steady Picks. And we'll be posting on those pages in real time, so you can figure out where we'll be at around the tailgates and stuff. And I'm really pumped up to hang out with Joe, man. I heard he's a super fan, so I'm excited.
Yeah, he's a legend, and so are you, man. Thanks for calling in tonight. We're lucky to have you, glad to have you. And I'll probably pop in out there and try and find you on Sunday.
Sounds good, man. I can't wait to see you, brother. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Lendell White, random on a Friday night. I didn't know that was coming, but I appreciate him tapping in. I can add that to the resume. I interviewed Lendell White. 888-808-1019. Let's do the big shot of the night now.
Wakanda!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Welcome.
The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city. You know we got a bunch of big shots, and this guy has been a big shot of the night. I don't know how many times since he's been in New York the last 2 years. It's Juan Soto, the generational Juan Soto. This guy just hit his 42nd home run. That's his career high. He's just trending up. You heard it here. He says he's hungry. He just always wants to do more, do better. He wants his name mentioned with the greatest of all time. Juan Soto tonight goes out there and hits that three-run bomb to blow the game open for the Mets. He ends up with two hits, three ribbies, two walks. He steals a base. Yeah, he's got way more stolen bases than he had. How come nobody calls up and says, hey, Keith, how do you feel about Juan Soto tripling the amount of stolen bases he had as a Yankee? 34 stolen bases. He's probably going to end up with a 45-40 year, his first year as a Met. Congratulations, Met fans. You have one of the best players in the game, Juan Soto, a generational talent. Let's sneak a call in here, and then when we break, it'll be Saturday, and I'll probably start talking football, but still taking your calls on the Mets, on the Yankees. Keith McPherson on the Fan. My guy Ade is in the Bronx. What's up, bro? You're in there.
Hey, what's good, man? How you feeling?
Good, rocking. Friday night. Glad to be here.
That's right, man. Last time I called, I had to split. I was quite embarrassing, but thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, don't worry about it. See, that's the thing. Only the host can embarrass ourselves. The callers can't. They don't know you guys. They can't see you guys. I know you. I know who you are, but don't even trip, man. Don't even sweat it.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man. So I wanted to talk about the Yankees. That sixth inning, I think it was. Top of the sixth, Goldschmidt got robbed for a home run, and then Judge got robbed for a hard hit single.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Playing defense. Beavers, their guys in the outfield, they were on it tonight. That was a game that they knew they had a chance to win,
and they
dialed in. That's what I said. You know, late in the season, you can't think that it's a soft schedule and these teams are just going to lay down. They've got heart. They've got some pride as well. Those guys make money. They want to go out there and compete and win.
Yeah, and then literally the bottom of the sixth, these were two outs that got ruled as errors.
Yeah. It's just it was one
like
of those
the opposite
nights.
Of the spectrum. You know what I mean? Like, it was the opposite of the spectrum.
It was one of those nights for the Yankees. Like I said, I was looking at this game. I knew they weren't winning this game. I think I jokingly put on Twitter, do the Yankees have a rally in their bones? I'm like, this is the type of game that you've seen them lose. I was happy that they didn't get shut out. I was happy that they were able to, get Austin Slater on and Jazz drive him in and get his 30th home run. But other than that, I'm like, they're cooked tonight.
Yeah, congrats to Jazz and on Soto. You know, I thought Soto started off kind of rough. You know, and as a Yankee fan who is a little bit hurt about Soto leaving, I'm not afraid to admit that over here. You know. I just thought like he was just having a season where he wasn't going to match. Like he came out of nowhere with his 42 home run. So congrats to him, you know. But at the end of the day, I still feel like Juan Soto is just Juan Soto. Like, he doesn't really belong. He's in a Mets uniform, but he doesn't really, like, it doesn't really feel like a Mets win, if you ask me. Like, Soto is an individual yeah, player.
He is his own entity. He is not really, like, Pete Alonso is a whole Met. Like, yeah. It's going to take a while before we really look at Juan Soto as a Met. That's kind of why I was saying, like, congratulations, Mets fans. You have one of the best players in the league. Like, it doesn't, like, feel real still for some reason. It will in the postseason. When Juan Soto is Juan Soto in the postseason, if he wins a game for him, like, that's when you start to cement those things. But he's not going anywhere. He's got another 14 years with the Mets. So, yeah. I hear you on that.
All right, bro. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I will sprinkle in a couple of football conversations. We will talk about the Jets matchup against the Bucks, the Giants hosting the Chiefs, and we got to look all around the league. There are injuries. It's week 3. We got to look at all these matchups and spreads and see where we could pick our spots for upsets, where there's locks, where the game of the weeks are, and past this time, we got 2 hours to go till 2 a.m. Join the show, 888-808-1019. I'll say good morning on the other side. BRB.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.